This partnership aligns perfectly with our mission to recruit, train, and help ham radio operators provide essential emergency services to our community. Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club, is a volunteer organization dedicated to community service and educating the public about the benefits of amateur radio. Dennis Gross, KM7ANM, is getting married on August 30th, 2025, and he has a little different activity for at least part of the day, Wedding Day QSOs from Mount Princeton in Colorado. And you heard that right, Wedding Day QSOs from Mount Princeton in Colorado. He's asking for help from amateur radio operators to make his wedding day extra special. What normally is referred to as a Summits on the Air soda activation will operate from 8 a.m. until 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time at 14.235 MHz single sideband. And if 14.235 is busy, he will QSY and announce a new frequency. I'll be operating mobile from this stunning Colorado peak on the morning of my wedding, and I'd love nothing more to log some memorable QSOs with the ham community before I head down to say I do. He added this will be a once-in-a-lifetime wedding day activation with great propagation from 14,150 feet of elevation, and QSL cards with a special wedding theme will be sent to all contacts. ARRL Audio News asked Gross two important questions. First, does your XYL-to-be know about the SOTA or WDOTA wedding day on the air? And second, will you be wearing your amateur radio name badge on your tuxedo? The answer to the first question was yes. In fact, Gross says his bride-to-be is pretty cool about the whole idea, as long as he makes it to the wedding on time. As for wearing his badge on his tux, he said he would like to, but probably not this time. He also added that his bride does not have her amateur radio license yet, but as an early wedding gift, two handheld radios are on order. From hands everywhere, congratulations. Make sure you pay attention to your wedding band first, the ham bands second. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. If you enjoy the digital aspect of ham radio and are not a satellite operator, you can do APRS and FT4 on satellite. Some of today's satellites have special functions. Take NO44 and Sonate 2. Their specialty is for APRS.